Hello, spinners, and welcome back to another podcast episode.
Step up your game, step up your thinking. There is something worthwhile at the end. That's why you're feeling that resistance.
Welcome back to another video, spinner.
This is why you should start your self-improvement journey now. I don't care if you're young or old, if you feel like you don't have enough time, or maybe you have too much time, or maybe time is not enough. This is not the time for excuses, because you need to know that doing a little bit every day will change your life. First of all, let's go through why you stopped, if you've ever started your personal development journey, or why you never did get started. You can tell I have a little bit of cold, but trust me, it's not there. Just act like you can hear it. So first thing first is the resistance. Let me guess, you realized how difficult it really was. I actually learned this from a dear friend of mine, that when you begin to feel resistance when you're going after something that you truly love, it means that there is something worthwhile at the end. That's why you're feeling that resistance. There's something worth chasing that is waiting for you. That's why you need to actually persist, because at the start of every season, whether it's exam season, there is this urge to not study. It's like we're using the exam phrase. There is this urge to not study, but you know that when you do and when the results come out, you feel excited and relieved, because you know that you put in the work and you're going to get your reward looking at you when you get your exam results. And also, get also what, I filmed an entire video on how to change your learning perspective, so make sure you watch that on YouTube. It's going to be linked in the description box, so just look at that and you would truly enjoy it, because I took a course by Professor Barbara Oakley. I don't know if you've heard about her. Amazing professor. She has written so many books on learning and like the scientific part on learning and how it would drastically improve your learning process. So that will be linked in the description box, because that feeling resistance towards your goals is like a normal thing that everybody has had. And I've been there, and it's worse when you don't have anyone in your corner, which drives me to my second point, no sense of belonging. That's your lacking community. You're just doing everything alone. You're doing the workouts, you're doing the breakfast, you're doing the everything, you're doing the meditation, you're doing the writing goals, but you don't really have a sense of community. There's nobody for you to like say, oh, I have this so and so stuff that I'm really working on, I'm really excited about. There's no one for you to share your goals with. There's no one for you to share the plans that you have with. So it just feels like you're just going through like this lonely walk, you know, and no one is watching and no one is seeing you, and you just feel like, oh, what's the point? Why am I doing it anyway if no one can see the entire effort that I'm putting into this? So when you don't see anyone, like, you know, in close radius, it can feel really, really lonely, and you might begin to feel like I'm an overachiever. But trust me, there is always someone that is working 10 times harder than you outside and not even getting any result. That is just the truth, and I just have to say it on here. But you need to know that you are doing the work, and I promise you, honey, you are absolutely not alone. You just need to belong to a community. And guess what, honey, we actually do have a community on my YouTube. It's called Spinning with Uju, so you can just go on there, subscribe, join the family. We are so happy to have you. We are a community of inspired and motivated women who are just sharing their goals and living their dream life and getting to be the best version of them. So we can't wait to have you on there, because community is so important on this journey, because it can feel like this journey of martyrdom and no one is seeing you doing it. Even if you don't join our community on YouTube. I just want you to know that when you're joining a community, it's always important for you to find a community that aligns with your goals. You know, this goals is what is being achieved by people in that community and is being seen as normal. You know, is the new normal. Something like if people in your new circle are investing like $10,000 and not naira, so they're investing in dollars and they investing huge amounts, and maybe you should like, you found yourself like you always investing like maybe like roughly $500, and you're just like, oh, I'm a big girl, you understand? So now you see like, oh my goodness, like this my new circle, everybody is investing $10,000 like it's nobody's business. It will actually make you to like step up your game, step up your thinking, step up your like process of like how to earn money. Are you make any money like through passive income, through portfolio income? You know, understand these terms that I'm saying right now. I always read like Robert Kiyosaki's book. So three types of income. There's end income, which is like, oh, you have to like put in the hours, get the work done. There's like passive income, which you can get from like intellectual work, like something I'm doing on here on YouTube, or you know, all this, that's like intellectual property. Then there is portfolio income. So portfolio income is usually like real estate, you understand? So that's like the three types of income, just broken down like in less than 1 second. So yes, the third thing of why you need to start your self-improvement journey like ASAP, like Rocky, is results is the name of the game. You need to have results. So if you've been lacking results when you have been doing your self-improvement journey, or you'll be holding yourself back because you do not know how to measure your results, because you know that results are being measured through using the SMART method. And this SMART method just basically is, your goals should be specific, measurable, they should be achievable, relevant, or I would just say stick, yes, and also time bound. Because when your goals have ticked all these boxes, let me cite an example. Let's say you've been working out, you've been eating right, but you have nothing to show for this. You're not really seeing any changes in the weighing scale, and you just decide to throw in the towel and stop working out. You sell out all your workout gear on eBay and you just move on. I don't think we use eBay in Nigeria. Let's see Google's marketplace. I don't even think we use that. You just sell it to your neighbor and you believe, oh, weight loss is totally not for me. But you forget that weight loss is more than just a physical thing. Let's say 99.99999% involves the mind, because you need to be a bit delusional when you weigh like over 200 kg to believe that you're going to lose like 100 kg. Like that is like literally you being insane and believing that, oh yes, I can definitely pull this off and lose 100 kg. Because yes, baby, of course you can do it, because stay in the lulu, it's the solulu. And why I know this is because I am literally a walking, living testimony of this. If you watched my older videos on YouTube, you would notice a significant difference, because working out had to become like a mindset that I incorporated in my life. And even when I wasn't seeing any difference, like people in my life were like, what's this babe doing? Like I was still the same, but physically for everybody to see, I was literally weighing the same with the entire chicks and everything. But suddenly one miraculous day, they just noticed, oh my god, like you're losing a lot of weight, and that's really, really good. And also it was happening really fast. But if you know what it took for me to be consistent for that long stretch of time, because I started working out fully in 2020 and I started incorporating like working out, the meal prepping and eating right didn't start off the top early. I would not even lie, because that was an entire different phase, because I live with my family, and it was just like, oh, how am I gonna make this work for me and incorporate like meals that I would not like necessarily have. It was just like an entire different thing, like trying to like prep meals, like eat right, not eat very late and everything. But basically what I'm saying is that I had to overcome the mental hurdle of like consistently working out, and actually at the end of the tunnel there was light because yes, there was result to show for everything that I was putting in into the process of like working out on days that I didn't feel right, on days that I didn't feel like, oh, I can't really do this today, but I would do it anyways. And yes, that's what I'm trying to say. There is hope and there is light in the end of the tunnel. Consistency and persistence is required in any walk of life, and the earlier you realize this, the better, and it's easier, and the easier it would be for you. Thank you so much, Spinner, and I hope that this gave you enough points as to why you need to start your self-improvement journey right absolutely now. I would see you on my next episode, and remember to take a break when life spins. Bye bye, Spinner.